right, it's about 5 minutes to 3 o'clock now. Well, 6 minutes. They call it 2:54 in the afternoon on Monday. We've got reporter Barbara Burns standing by at the convention center. Barbara, what's happening?
We're sitting in front of the convention center, and it is like unlike anything that I have ever seen before. Garbage for as long as the eye, miles and miles and miles of garbage. It just seems like downtown New Orleans is nothing but one big garbage can. There are chairs, obviously, from inside the convention center, all over downtown. Garbage, pillows, clothes, you name it, and it is down here. It is quite the sight. And unfortunately, to go along with all of this garbage is an awful, awful smell. I mean, the stench is just never ending. It is just awful. And roaming around everywhere, police, they're armed, they're riding in cars, the guns are hanging out of the windows, and still scattered residents who never got out, and now they're just walking around or they're trying to get out. I spoke to an elderly gentleman who lives in the French Quarter. He said he didn't leave because he had things to take care of and things to do, and now he's going to get out, and so he's headed towards the police area, and he's going to try to find a way out of here.
Now, most of the people that you've seen are trying to get out, because we do hear there are large pockets who, even at this hour, still insist they want to stay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are people who are, you know, choosing to stay, but this man that I'm referring to, I saw him earlier, and he was just walking down the street in front of the convention center. He had clean clothes on and a suitcase and a bag in his hand, and he said, I'm just going to go and try to find a way out. They told me if I headed down here towards where the police are gathered, that they might be able to give me a helicopter ride out of here.
I guess the best option that anyone is capable of taking, if they don't have transportation of their own, yeah, find
a cop,
find an authority.
And ask them, you know, what to do or where to go. In fact, I'm seeing a metro bus. I'm seeing a bus here. I'm sure it's not, I don't know exactly where it's going or what it's doing, but it appears to be possibly loading up some people, so maybe there are buses that are still taking people out of here.
Yeah, WWL's Corey Johnson has reported there have been RTA buses that have shuttled people seeking egress from the city to evacuation points.
So that's definitely true. I do see a bus not too far in front of me, and maybe that's exactly what they're doing, is trying to find people that still want to get out.
Okay, thank you, Barbara Burns. It's time to head back into the newsroom now with WWF's John Aaron has an update, Tom.
Thank you, Chris. President of Bruce Dickerson on the Mission Corporation 77 years to come and have today's European inspection here. Democratic Governor Kathleen Blanco has refused to give the federal government control of the state national guard. The scientific union, meanwhile, is calling for the firing of every official. That FEMA saying they failed to rescue thousands of citizens stranded by the storm. The mayor of New Orleans says 10,000 is a reasonable estimate of the number of people dead in the city. Still, Mayor Ray Nagin says great progress is now being made in recovery efforts. He's been one of the tens of thousands of people remaining in New Orleans to leave. The recovery of the dead has begun. The town of St. Gabriel, Louisiana, the first medical team with the tough task of identifying bodies recovered from New Orleans, and as locals appear uneasy, but the police chief says he's been reassured that town residents won't face any health dangers. Jefferson Parish allowed residents back in today. They started streaming in at 6 a.m. and to just show a valid ID proofing residency, bring food, and a full tank of gas. They, of course, were told not to drink the water. Some of them followed the no rules. And the East Federal Rock and Tommy Hilfiger labels may be phony, but thousands of Hurricane Katrina victims getting knockoff items seized by federal customs officials probably don't mind. The state providers in the Houston Astrodome can choose from counterfeit and abandoned clothing, place, even doctors. I'm WWL John Ames.
That is it. Thank you.
Federal Sea Broadcasting Corporation, WHK.